First, I also want to thank all of the sponsors. I also want, if everybody can have in mind, it should be exclusive for Shlema for my father, Avi Mari, Mordechai, Yosef, and Glenn Massari, for Shlema, Sasha, and Chalitza. I want to thank also, together with Shlema, to thank Avi is here in Gershon, I don't know.
Shmuley.
Thank you very, very much. Shkar. Brach is always that we should be able to sing the Gunim together in Yerushalayim. We've done a little bit. We have done that. Shlomo and I have been in many places over Hashem over the years. Many places. We should continue to be able to learn together, to daven together. I would say to sing together, but that throws them off when I sing. I also want to give a special yashar kara to the whole chever from the shul, the whole hanhala, and especially our new executive director, Rav Avromi Friedman, has done unbelievable work. Unbelievable. You know, to hear these nagunim that Shlomo was singing now, these nagunim from Michal Shapiro, it was, maybe a year ago that Shlomo and my son Ushi and my wife and I were trying to figure out which nagunim there are. I just said to Rabbi Levin, there are another 30 or 40 of this caliber that are waiting for redemption, that are waiting for Gula. In our house, the children sang them. It was so cute last night by the table, Shlomo and Mina were over by us. And my granddaughter, Shana Malka Perlau, my little granddaughter, she was so excited to hear, you know, to have Shlomo at the table and sing these nagunim. She was like starstruck, and I was trying to tell him that he's really just a regular guy. I didn't believe, you know, that she has Shlomo cast there. She was so sweet and so cute, and the kids grew up with these nagunim, and I can't tell you what it means to myself and my wife and personally to our family. And Shlomo also knew these nagunim. We used to talk about these years ago. It was a dream. And now that we're singing them together, these are songs, mamish songs of Mashiach. And Hashem Yisbach should help them. We should have his oris from them. We should be able to bring out, Mr. Hashem, more of them to you. And sing them together at good times and good places. So let me talk to you for a few minutes about song. About what it means also to me to have Yidid Nafshi Shlomo here with us, and that's for Shabbos and now, and all of us together. All of you know that there are many Ramazim. When it comes to Elul, there are many, many hints for that word Elul. The truth is that Elul is the product of the dreams, the imagination of Am Yisrael. It always existed, but in the Gemara, we don't find the Elul for what it is, what we made it into, what we uncovered in Elul. So this is a remez for Elul. Maybe you never heard this one. Oz Yosha Moshe Bnei Yisrael Zashir Azaz Hashem V'yom B'Leima. The song of Moshe Rabbeinu by Yamsuf. So it says, as Yosha Moshe Zashir Azaz Hashem V'yom B'Leima. Hashem, so it says V'yom B'Leima Ashir Hashem. So V'yom B'Leima Vav Lamed Ashir Hashem Aleph Lamed is the Rashi Tevis El. Vayom Ruleimor, Ashir Hashem. Rashi Tevis El. What does that mean? Vayom Ruleimor, Ashir Hashem. You know, for quite a while, Moshe Rabbeinu was in Mitzrayim. And he came to our ancestors with good words. Words of Gula, words of Nechama, words of Hashem's boss, love for them, words of encouragement. There are many, many words. The Vayomer Leimar, There were many words that were spoken to our ancestors in Mitzrayim to give them chizuk, to give them hope. But it was only a Kriyas Yam Suf that they came to a Bechina of Ashir Lashem. That they came to a Madrega of Ashir Lashem. And they began to sing. You know, you could take the most familiar psukim, psukim that we all know, and that pasuk doesn't really necessarily affect you or lift you up. It should, but it doesn't necessarily do that. But then when you take the Vayomer Leimer and you bring it into the world of Ashir Lashem, then the very same words, mamash, change your life. In Mitzrayim, it was all Vayomer Leimer. Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to us. And when you say the same words without a song, it's very, very hard. Then by Kriyas Yam Suf, it was Oz Yoshe Moshe. And then the Vayomer Leimer became Ashir Lashem. And ever since then, we're filled with emunah. And even those who don't seem to have emunah, remember that song. We were singing today, Bashal Shulis, just a short time ago, Kahan v'ha'am. Kahan v'ha'am, Oim de Ba'azara, those words from the Seder, Ha'avoid of Yom Kippur, when you say those words, we're talking about Mishnayos, we're talking about Gemaras, and these are halachas. But then, when you hear the niggun, when you hear Shlomo singing the niggun, now there's a, I don't know if you heard this from Yishai Rivo, and the Avoy that came out in niggun, something, mashu. Or, I'm talking about Yishai Ribo, he has a song, Halev Shili. You know the song, Shlomo? Halev Shili. So the song, Halev Shili. So every single day of our lives, we say the words, Hafachta Mispedil Makholi. Hafachta Mispedil. Right, Shlomo? You took the sadness of my life, you took the misery of my life, you took the misfate, that feeling of sadness for all that I've lost. And Hafachta Mispedil. Turned it around, l'macholi, and you've made it into a dance, into a song. We say those words every single day of our lives. Chanukah, you say it an extra time. We say it every day of our lives, but it could be like you're yawning, or you're half asleep, and you're trying. And then on that song, Halev Shali, Yishai Ribo sings that. Raka ta yachol la'afoch mispedi l'machol. Oh, Rabbi Hashem, only you. Raka ta yachol la'afoch mispedi l'machol. To somehow purify all the dirt in my life. To somehow bring me out from that place. Because you know, Rabbi Nachman says in Tanya Zayin that the greatest burden that a Jew carries are the affairs of his life, the imperfections of life. So when you move over from Vayoyim Ruleimar, when you move from Vayom Ulema, from saying words, to Ashir Lashem, when you make that transition, something changes, something happens to you. Something happens. Vayi kimenagin hanagin. When you have a Jew who doesn't sing for entertainment, that's why it's not appropriate to clap. That's why it's not appropriate to schmooze and talk. It's not a concert. When Rav Shlomo comes with us together, and then Mirza Shlomo will be zeich to have Yosef Kaduna will be here after Yom Tov, but Rebbe's Yartzei. When we have Bala Negina like this, Vayikim Nagin HaManagin Vatihi Yalov Yad Hashem. This form say that he cannot gain hamanagain means when you have a person who's so humble that he doesn't see himself as anything different than the instrument that the song is being played on. Not like so many of the musicians that they're filled with themselves. Sashir Lashem ki go gara, but not about Hashem's go gara. You go to weddings, you go to other places, they should all be healthy and well, and they're wonderful people. But it's so filled with something else. To be able to enter into this time of the year, with Vayikan Nagin Hamanagin, when the Menagin brings us into a different mitzvah. He takes us from Vayar Milaymar and he brings us to Ashiva Lesha. I think one of the sweetest compliments I ever got is around 25 years ago, I went to speak someplace and it was a very unusual, different kind of a chera there. I don't know, there was like a lot of smoking and other things going on in the room. I felt very uncomfortable. But at the same time, they were very, very beautiful people. The fellow that introduced me said that Rabbi Warmberger is Shlomo Kalbach who can't sing. and I still feel that is one of the greatest compliments ever. A person has to know his limitations. So the problem with Weinberger is that when it comes to Vayom Vilema, so I have many, many years of talking. Vayom Vilema. Somebody asked me the other day, do you have any other tapes out? So I said, yeah, a couple of thousand on. You can get the tapes of Vayom Vilema, but the Ashiva Lashem is something else. To be able to bring a Jew from Vayom Vilema to Ashiva Lashem, that's the sight, the secret of Elul. I can't do that. I can't do that. Miyalalon Hashemayim. Shlomo, my friend here, has the gift of being able to have Vayom Lema and Ashir Lashem. So what is this? What is this side of Elul? Of Vayom Lema? What's the connection between Elul and Vayom Lema Ashir Lashem? What's the connection? Now, the Nigun of Elul, the Nigun of Elul have, on the one hand, like when we were singing Vashal Shudas, Ani Yishein of Libi Air, Kaldali Daife, Gabarach Bezni, Chabad hasn't given for that from another word of knowledge, Kaldali Daife. So when we were singing the Nigun of Kaldali, Ani Yishein of Libi Air, then Kol Daidi Daifik Pisri. The Nigunim of Elul have, on the one hand, a certain unbelievable measure of gagum, of longing, of gagum, of longing for Hashem's Baruch, longing for tshuva, wanting so badly to be better, feeling so excited about the opportunity to change. So the Nigunei Elul have on the one hand tremendous, tremendous, tremendous gagum, tremendous longing. But on the other hand, the Nigunim of Elul and thoughts of Elul also bring to a certain feeling of pain, a certain ke'ev leiv, a certain feeling of pain. Because on the one hand, you're singing Kol Daidi Daifek, the voice of my beloved is knocking. But then you think of yourself and you feel so unbelievably far away from Daidi. Mi ani? Ma ani? Eifo ani? You know how the Rebbe of Zushis Chusin was once they couldn't, he didn't come to Bismarck, they don't know what happened to him. So you know that he was, they found him under his blanket in bed. Now, I know that all of us have had that experience as well, but it was different with him. It was different. They couldn't bring him to stand up on his feet, and the Rebbe of Zushis tried to explain to them. He said, but I said the words that I said every morning of my life. I started to say, Maida Ani. And I started to think, Ani? Ani? Mi Ani? Ma Ani? Eifo Ani? And then I said, Lefanecha. Lefanecha. Mi Ata? Ma Ata? Eifo Ata? Ramala Kol Am, Yisoyu Kol Am. Odom Yisoyu Kol Am, Yisoyu Kol Am. I couldn't bring myself to move. I couldn't move. So the song of Elul has a sound of gagum, of longing, but it also has a sound of sadness, a certain tibrochenkeit, the shiris alev, of being so far away. How could it be that Elul is able to be noise shnei hafochim? How is Elul able to carry two opposite emotions like that? And that's how all of us are feeling during this time. Once you get to Tishrei is something else. Lo yigam, od ma'ah b'zot. But Elul, Am Yisrael's month is Elul. Let me read to you a few words. It's from the Shari Tshuva of the middle of Rebbe Sussi from Lubavitch. Listen carefully. Here the middle of Rebbe is talking about the Koach of Negina. But remember, it has to come, as Rebbe Nachman explains in the Torah Gimel, it has to come from an emes of Almanai. Stam, Nigunim, Lavdak. The Gam called Oinig Yehutal Gabi Oinig Shibashir Kiyadua Hamayfis Alzeh. The Middle Rebbe says that a song, when a person hears a song, it could be that at that moment, he was in a certain oinik, there was a certain pleasure that he was in. And he says that you see Dor Vehipucha, Shiyesh Bishir, Chedva Merius, Shagam Yemiya Adam Bespidus Tanum Yechedva Bilti Mumba, that even a person who is in a state of unbelievable joy, of Tanuk and Chedva, Bilti Mumba, unbelievable, immeasurable joy. And Tanuk, Kasha Yashia Shir Shal Oitzer, the Kol Arev, if he sings, at that moment he switches. Or at that moment when he's in that place of Chedva and of Aina, he sings a song that is sad. The Kol Arev, with a sweet voice. Hayoisim in the Kudas Halev, that's coming from the Nakudas Halev, in the inner point of his heart. Then Yevuta la'chedva v'ha'oinig. Then the chedva and the oinig, the joy and the oinig, is immediately mevut. It's gone. V'yipol libo ba'oitze v'tzar ad sheyivke. And in a split second, this person descends from the highest place of joy, of chedva and tanur, and when he hears that song, sung either himself or somebody else, Kudas HaLev, the sad song, or the song of Merirus, then Yipol Libay Ba'oitzer V'tzar Adjayivke, then in a split second, instead of being a place of Tanduk and Simcha, in a split second, he's mamish sobbing. This has happened to every single one of you. And so it is the opposite. A person can be the tzar v'oitzer gadol in a terrible, terrible place of tzar, mamish at the bottom, in a place of terrible tzar, the oitzer gadol and terrible sadness, anguish. Kshi yishma kol shiyish al chever v'oinig, and then all of a sudden he hears, or he himself begins to sing, a song of chever v'oinig, again, in the kudas halei, Yispoil b'cheva v'tanu, then in a split second, he's nispoil b'cheva v'tanu, ad sheyirka, until he can't help himself from himself. He just starts dancing. So the Middle Rebbe says, this is a maifas. This is a proof, but this is also a maifas mid a miracle. Umizendira, he says, from here we could see. Shaha'oinig v'hatzar shebishir. That the oinig, the pleasure, the joy, or the sadness of a song. Lamal mo'oinig v'tzar shebenefesh. Yeah. Is higher than the oinig and the tzar of the soul of a person. It's higher. Adeshem moishlam behem kitzoinam. This is why inappropriate music is so unbelievably dangerous. That the shir, the song, in 1 second takes over the person's soul, mamish. He was in a place of sadness. He was in a place of terrible loneliness or bitterness. And in a second, the niggun of simcha brings him to the highest place. Mamish hafachtim is v'dila macholi. Or just the opposite. Asher moishlim behem kisoynim lahapach mitzar sheminefes l'tanug u'mitanug l'tzar. Ein zeraksa. How could that be? How does that work? How could there be such of an ahafrichu? What's the koyach of a niggun? Ein zerach mitam she shorish ha nigin megiye me etzem ha nefesh she nigvi yechide she benefesh. It's because when a nigin comes from a place of nekudas alayv, it transcends the madregas of nefesh, ruach, neshama, and chaya, and it comes from a place that's called yechide, yechide she benefesh. Yechide she benefesh is a place where there's nothing else. Only that nekuda salev, the yechidah shebenefesh. Shesham bechinas ha'oinig v'atzar, bechinas makar atzmi. V'loi bechinas espashtus ha'oru levad yedua. In the point of the soul that's called yechidah shebenefesh, there's no steer between happy and sad. A niggin that's up, a niggin that's down. Because it's a place that's so deep within the person, that it's before there's a hispashtus, it's before there's that expansion that takes place, that movement in different directions. One direction to happiness, to gagum, another direction to tzibrochenkai, to sadness, whatever it is. It's in the kudas halev, it's the yechidush of a nefesh. It's when there is no hispashtus yet. That's where nigin comes from. But tam shayde nigen davke ki kol aliyah minomuch lagavah. Now remember, Chav, what we're talking about. The side of El. And each and every one of us is wondering, is it possible for somebody like myself, each one of you saying this to yourself, is it possible for somebody like myself who this past year fell to a place of Sha'ol Tachtias Ma'at, fell to very, very, very difficult and low place. Is it possible that from such a low place there can be even a half reichuk, a hafachta misbedi l'macholi? So the Teretz says, "Rak ata yachol la'afoch misbedi l'machol," and that rak ata, that ata, that rak ata, mi ani, ma ani, eifu ani, mi ata. That nekuda of Yechidus HaBenefesh, like a song that could have the lowest note, and in a split second the song ascends to the highest note. Lord says, "Mimohus l'mohus gavoya hanal amen, eino elai de nigen davka." Such a leap from the lowest to the highest. From the bottom to the top. From being a Mitzrayim to being a Shivcha Layom who sees Nevi'ahs like Yechezkel ben Buzi. And is able to move forward to receive the Torah. With all of the words of Moshe Rabbeinu and Mitzrayim, with all the Vayomer Laimers, it couldn't happen. The sight of Elul was Vayomer Laimer, Ashir El Hashem. That a person can come in a moment with the koyach of Elul, that's noise shnei hafochim in one place, to come in these days of Rosen to that nekudas haleiv, the nigin of Yechidus HaBenefesh, where a Jew feels elcha v'hashuv el ishi harishon ki toiv oz me'ata. But the Novi Hashem says elcha v'hashuv el ishi harishon. I tried out so many things this year. I tried out so many other things in my life. And the time has come. Elchava Shuva El Ishi Harishai. I want to return to my first husband. I want to return to my beloved. I want to return to the one who truly loves me. Kitoiv li oz me'ata. Because it was better for me when I was with him than anything else that I've ever had in my life. Kitoiv li oz me'ata. And the middle Rebbe says, "I de nigin davke." You know, you say words. Es panecha Hashem avakesh. So my friend Yonatan Israel has a song, "Es panecha avakesh, es panecha Hashem avakesh." You take the words, "Es panecha Hashem avakesh." Al taste panechem imen. We're saying it every single day, twice a day. In Shlomo Shul, they say it 6 or 7 times a day. He'll explain that to you again later. We say the words, at least by Shachas and Mincha, or Shachas and Mar, whatever your minig is. Al taste panechem imen. Al taste panechem imen. Don't hide from me anymore. Lachs is benoyim Hashem, because all I want is elcha v'ashuva. It was so good when I saw your face in my life. It was so good when I saw your face. It's been so bad since I've run away from you and you've turned away from me. It hasn't been good. Everybody here knows that it hasn't been good. Lo tov, because it's only kivus l'kim l'tov. It hasn't been good. Now, when you say the words like we said the Lord Hashemari by Mincha. We can say it in Yisrael in a few hours by Shachas. He said the words. Spanecha Hashem avakesh, al taste panecha imeni. No. Kavish. But when you say, when you go from Vayom Yolayim, and an emissar Bal Menagin takes you from the world, the Messias of Vayom Yolayim, Vav Lamed, to where? To Ashir Hashem Aleph Lamed, the side of El. The side of being able to go from the lowest place in your life and in 1 second to go to the highest place. Which a Jew can do that. Kiddush is our Sharam Shachazal, the Mishnah in Kalim, Kalbala Yashir, Yoitzin Bashir. Mr. Alter Rebbe spoke about this. His father gave Torahs on this unbelievable Torahs. And the Indian of Davina and the Koyach of Levium. Unbelievable Torahs. He put a Torah in Torah Or. Mamorim from the Admar Azokim. But there, the Mishnah is talking about how the animals, it's called the shear, the ring, the animal's pulled, comes here and it's pulled there. And if it's, where's that during the week? You can pull it out, you can move it on Shabbos, but again, we're going to the halachas. Kol bale hashir ha-yoytzen b'shir, perish, kol bale hashir, k'moy ha-malochim ha-neshom, yoytzen b'shir. So whatever difficulty a Jew is in, whatever tzur he is in, he's able to be yoytzin b'shir. Like Shlomo spoke beautifully before about yoytzin mipi kohen gadol, yoytzin b'shir. That's the sod of the niggun, the song of El. And it's the song of our lives, the low notes, the high notes, and the belief in our ability to change in a minute. That's the Koyach of El. When you take words and you put them into song, into music, when you take feelings, emotions, and you put them into a niggun, that's why niggun is such an important part of Teres of Hashem Zchus Yileinu. So I'll repeat to you, I'll end with a story that I think everybody here must know by now. And I said over years ago at the, maybe it was Elul or by the Rebbe's yard site, by the Pizetsin's yard site, I don't remember. But it's a very, very well-known story. But I have a cheshik to tell it to you because we just learned this story from the middle of Rebbe, and the mice happened this far, the Alter Rebbe. You know, the Alter Rebbe had, already in his lifetime, tens and tens of thousands of chassidim. There are those who say it was already in the hundreds of thousands. Even in Shklov, the Alter Rebbe had the Beis HaMedrash. Now Shklov and Vilna were the two main headquarters of the Mishnayim. Those were in Shklov, because there the Goyin had some big Talmidim, and of course in Vilna. And the Alter Rebbe went to visit the Chassidim in Shklov. Now, because the Alter Rebbe was known as being Ga'oin HaGa'oin, as being a Ga'oin Olam, and Ga'oinus in learning was deeply, deeply respected in that part of the world, in Shlom. So despite the Hisnadis, I mean, at that time the Ga'oin was no longer alive, and things were still hot, but they were a little bit cooling down. So despite all of the Hisnadis, the great Rashi Yeshiva and the great Ga'onim, the Rabbanim of Shklov, made a Kabbalah Spanim for the Alter Rebbe. It's a big thing. Now their intention was to show respect for the Torah, because the Svara was that the Alter Rebbe is a Ga'on Olam, let's cover that Torah. They agreed to make a Kabbalah Spanim. But you, I'm sure you remember the story, that they came to the Kabbalah's Pondim, each of these came with kashas. When a big Litvisher person, an Adam Gordel from that world, comes to a party, he comes together with kashas, you understand? The Chassidim are coming for a drink and a story, and the Litvak's coming with kashas. By Rabbi Nachman Kashya Kufshin Yudalos, the Oisius Shema Hashem Kaili Akra. The Yud is Yud Kevavke, Shema Hashem Kaliyak. So all of these Gedolim came, and they heard that this Shnei Zalm is supposed to be the biggest lamdan in the world. So they came with tzatlach, and they have tzatlach with kashas. So I'm going to say the balpes, some had tzatlach, little notes. And they made from a big table, a tish, a dais, and all the big Gedolim sat there. And the Alter Rebbe was looking at them, and they all had their crib sheets and their questions. And the Alter Rebbe said like this. He said, he didn't say chevra. That's how we talk. He didn't say it. But he said, Rabbi Isaac, Mistama, you wanted to learn. You came to learn, and you have questions. And Alter Rebbe said, I enjoy learning also. And I'm interested in your kashas. I want to hear each one of your kashas. And I want to talk to you and learn. But I want to begin with a niggun, just like it began now. I want to begin with a niggun. The Alter Rebbe closed his eyes and he sang his niggun. You know how it starts? How does it start? The Alter Rebbe's niggun. Dalter began to sing. Dalter was niggin a four bubbles. That niggin has it from the lowest place to the highest place, manish. It's a niggin of Elul. There only certain times in Chabad that you're allowed to sing that. And he sang it for a long time. And as he was singing the niggun, the Alter Rebbe, so the rabbim, the rishivas, the misnagdim, they like put their tzedlach in their pockets. The night's not going the way we thought. Just like it might not be working out for you right now. And the Alter Rebbe finished the niggun. And he came back to the world from Atzilus, Mamash, Atzilus. Because that goes from Atzilus to Atzilus, and the darkest places of Atzilus to the highest places in Atzilus. And the Alter Rebbe came back to the world, he looked around, and he opened his eyes, and they were all like white. And he said, no, nobody sang. Let me hear the kashas. And they just sat there. They had no kashas. So Alter Rebbe said, no. Let's talk and learning. That's why you came, no? You didn't come for a niggun. You came to talk and learn. They couldn't ask any questions. So Alter Rebbe said to them, listen, what I'm saying. My Rebbe was a great tzaddik, the Mezuzah Magid Schusilin. But the Mezuzah Magid said that a niggun is miyashas akmum yishabalei. The reason that we have kashas comes from the klipas, the Eitz HaDa'as, the Torah. That's where all of our questions in life come from. That's why you and I are thrown around the Ruach Sa'ara from the highest place to the lowest place. All the klipas, questions. The questions come from the Eitz HaDa'as, the Torah. When you enter into the world in the Gina, into that real niggun, can you imagine how that niggun came from the Kuda Salei, from the Tzadikis of Erlam, Echidish of the Nefesh Mamish, that when you hear that, then all of the questions are not questions anymore. They're not questions anymore. All the klipas, shvisen, shvikin, saden, what bracha could I give you and myself, all of us? The bracha that we should be able to hear emes and the gunim from emes and tzaddikim. The Baruch that we should be zeich to hear Tehillim sung by David Malka Mashiach, all of us in good health with our families to be together in Yerushalayim. Amen.